There is no sense in the denial of the pretense that this is not true. So you either forward yourself my view, or you do not. But no, I have a listening audience outside of this local community. No, also there is absolutely no person on this planet that I am not willing to reach out to. That would be apparent from my prior tweets to account at Barack Obama in regards to the events that occurred in my eviction case in Oakland, WG06266106. Therefore, why do you think it would be any different now here in Denver when I am basically receiving, or literally not receiving, replies or returns for my writing addresses out to anyone in view of my community? This is not a proper way to associate with a community member. It is in essence highly oppressive and dismissive, which is disenfranchised discrimination against the faction of idealism addressed at the World Summit of the Information Society in 2003 and 2005. When you specifically do not reply to a single question posed in an email to you from another, such as I, you are against the grain of the morality and the socialistic invitations of common idealism created and addressed in the worldwide order of what is ultimately the highest obtainable goal of presence, where peace building over war and other conflicts are truly set in active motion. So yesterday and today I have tweeted with the current Roman Catholic Pope in view of my opinions, to what does the Twitter ID, at Pontifex Pope Francis in this year of writing 2016, but these words are actually timeless to the presentation of thoughts to active conscience efforts future forward. From these mission goals of both enabling access and retrieval of information, facts and or fiction, entertainment or otherwise, along with the dual passing traffic of allowance to be an inclusive participant in this stream of information bits and bytes back from them into anywhere out to the world. Their input of any matter whatsoever anyone so chooses on their priority of life within this informational theory order is important to enable. To enable forever and the ever forever of ideal of what would be for the infinity of time of human all time history forever. What is the plausible knowing concepts of the nous true to understanding these words are timeless to the now and present and so soon future time to the world of words of ideas and thoughts, and they be forever to the long time future of permanence to be never lost. If I can write in this way, so can others write this way to be captured and mixed into the thoughts future time of others. partial_thoughts mixed with partial_thoughts mixed with partial_thoughts space out between 5 to 600 years is so just possible to the knowing informational theory here so being presented and recorded to the world of the now. So if that is the case, then we must enable one's point of view now so that it might be pressed or mixed or what is called recombined memx into a new thought, that just might be the answers of all answers that we humans have been seeking. This comes from enabling these technologies to each and every one human being across the global planet we call Earth and enabling it forever. Without this vision of arching to this highest possible archival upward ceiling of perspective, there will not be time to be able to hold a vision of peace complete above the obstacles of disassociation and distractions and dysfunction and disorder of a war probable always ever. When these ideals of scope of focus of your intentions and actions are time-based to the elements you don't see that peace complete vision at your most soon future time to bring into priority and awareness for your daily focus, you lose some and drastically lose you do, the perspectives that all men are created equal and that we can in fact fix what is fixable, work what is workable, correct what is correctable, and create new things possible from those new forms of a more underling foundation of ideas bearing its truths to a more perfect union. As each day passing becomes brighter to the peace and goodwill of all mankind, there is no expiration in time view within one's own individual lifetime that this vision should not be held into account and pursued upon of obtainable goal to its functional presence of future time creations. That is the presence of mind in the founding fathers of the United States of America in the creation of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States and other documents of this country's foundation, starting point by the executed accepted approval of the majority of these foundation documents written in and around their year of 1776. But I say the ideals of the foundation of our country is flawed to the fact that much of founding fathers' ideals have been lost, and if so we could take their brain of intentions and thoughts and place it into a vessel from their time to bring forward to now. To talk with them face to face today, I and many others have this point of view, they would say and conclude we have lost our way. Much of the foundation of their creation were other people's creations of thoughts from prior years long time past, most traced back the Magna Carta year 1215 and embedded into new idealist words, therefore as uncompletely absolute stretch of new thought out of nothing, it is not. What was then new ideals set forth therein into motion where that all men are created equal and in order to form a more perfect union, of that year 1776. We have been lied to so much by our leaders of political factions through most recent years to be cheated of our freedoms of thought, to be now stuck at hurtful moral debate of causes and actions, Why can we not see these things are true and move immediately and righteously out of this conflicted disorder and into something much, much better than we are used to believing? We can and we should. But then again, you think the time to which our brains and thoughts and intentions cannot be captured into a vessel to create such an outlandish argument here to then create onto making this an idealistic thought of making choice-bearing correct decisions, because we don't care about the past, only the short-term future. That is the problematic falseness of thought, because in fact we may be in the moment of creations when just so possible is the brain essential capture of an entire human brain of its thoughts, feelings, emotions, and what would be their desires onto their fantasy and imaginative creations which would then continue on from death, an immortal vessel of brain to new dimensions. So we can do that almost knowingly possible to the knowing the foundation theory of technology is in fact achievable and not a delirious concept or works of complete out, right science fiction. So if this is true, which it is, why can we not stop to think at the cost of human pretense to stop lying to each other, stop knowing when we are not moral and go against and act anyway? Why do we do these things if in fact we know sometime in some distant future we cannot possibly be able to get away with such hypocrisy and deceptions? Knowing the time now to our Creator upward onto the reverence of God, if that is so you desire or faith or believe, that the creation of a new world perspective is not the way the world was anymore. Even though it never suggested to ignore what was something that others were reverent to teach in the wisdom we should, we thought it was not as important when we were able to slide under the invisible sheet of cloak in time and distance or even over the current day metaphor of radioscope radar and reap its rewards and quickly run or escape away or isolate ourselves in among socialite peers of privilege and not be so outed to its detraction of reputation of our character to the masses. For now it matters. That time now which we can be actually scan into presence of the mindset, your brain or mine, and now in fact we can scan your morality and character into an chart of mathematical values and make that comparison, against mine. If so too we can do this, to which we can, where will be the line we draw in the sand of allowance? Whom is better or worse or lesser or higher than who? You will find it a surprising answer that no one will pass completely to an highest order. In fact, most will fail at the scale of what you thought you might have been. So now is time when you think it be wise to better yourself to the moral class of truth, wisdom and virtue that you read about but never truly thought important to follow at a glance always forever. You skewed the truth here and there, knowing it would not catch up to you. But now you know it might just so be a cross of time when just such a dismissed actions of careless options you created against the grain of moral performance might actually be the one that makes the difference in the next period of time in your life. In the case of Bill Cosby, it would be apparent this case of awareness has already shown its modern-day presence to the discrediting of a legend of masterful comedy and essentially a role model to many, many, many from youth to now adult. The betrayal is not so much the criminal assault actions against women after women in his past time years exposed now. As a total hurtful measure scale, this is not as high a fault as the continued denial even after what he actually filed and testified truth in court to the facts that he thought being of a privileged class of his only actual truth would and should remain burned and not be exposed till after his death. Therefore individually he would not succumb to any current lifetime consequences. That model ultimately proved to be false to rely upon and more to the point the higher scope fault of moral hurt is the lies and deceptions and denial to the final end to the masses of his statements made even though he knew what he knew. He already filed in court. Therefore, in that denial he lost all creditable forgiveness to the masses. That is truly the higher moral fault than that of the actions against the women, even though those women here hurt and victimized and should and do deserve a voice and feeling of their healing acknowledgments to forthright bring forward the truth and any justice that might do upon the facts. So this model of shuffle down the truth does not always pan out. Why do we do this anyway? For now we understand a science better than even just mere overarching pressures of rumor stories giving into weighty truth as it's presented and collected by each woman coming up forward into view after view. The scientific facts now also say, it may be just be that possible to dissect your experiences down to the time and that each and every minor level of each action best done truthfully of conscience or false fully of selfish intents are mapped into the essence of the brain structures you are thinking and reading these words now from and projected onto a chart of your overall character. If we can vision that is possible, it would be best to change in direction of thought to that level of conscience ideal no matter what you think of your life now. Your life future now might be way way different if you think straight to the now knowing possible and make that change now. For now is the time when a possible future is shown to you in these words, and you have chosen once again to ignore the possible for you must not truly care for your future, possible success to break away from the rest in totally choice freedom until you undergo intensive function truth analysis of why you are in the mindset you are in and will not choose to accept the truth of existence. You are a threat to own self to not know this future possible. So be yourself and be yourself wise. Know that you have been told this future time truth. And know that you did not listen, and you regret so you show yourself to fall from grace justified to the order you were told so and did not make a change. That is your failure that you lost your way and the result is your punishment onto the new world future days when you will not be the one others look up to but look down upon and wonder why did you do that to yourself? Why would you not see the truth? Why would you not be at grow up over grown up and now forever to be for the good of all, it must be said of you. Good at fucked up human by. http://grewup.net/ from the desk of at grewup/ from the desk of grewup as PW%5B tall cloud %5D rev2.0.gif you are now here. What is your next move? Make a change and make that new move being grow up and create your world to your best intentions to the greatest of all things peace and the reconciliation of conflicts everywhere. You may ask, where do I start this change? If you ask, you may seek these words here, http://wordstolivebygrewup.net/, to the online web narrative version here, http://wordstolivebygrewup.net/, words%20to%20live%20by.htm this is a good place to start. Review also, http://wordstolivebygrewup.net/quality over quantity/.